You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Let's now go out to the River Islands guest line because it's time for Cleared to Play, where we take you inside the tent and get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Doc, how you doing? Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to you guys, too. How are you all doing?
We're doing all right. Everything considered, 49ers get blown out in Green Bay, 38-10. It could be worse. It's Thanksgiving week, trying to be a little bit more happy about things after that Niner loss. But there's plenty, of course, to talk about injury-related for the 49ers. We've just been talking about Brock Purdy's shoulder, so why don't we start there? Kyle Shanahan spoke earlier today, Doc, and said Brock did some light throwing, and it went all good. They didn't push it that hard, but he did that light throwing, and the pain hadn't come back. He had two MRIs. Kyle Shanahan confirmed that earlier today, two MRIs last week. Does this just feel to you like run-of-the-mill shoulder soreness, or is there something more going on here with Brock? What do you think, Doc?
I think whenever you get two MRIs kind of back-to-back, you do get a little bit more concerned that, number one, are they looking for something more specific? Is there a tear in the cartilage or something that they're really looking for that explains their symptoms? Or was he getting better and did something new pop up during that week that caused the second MRI? So I think that's number one, the first point of concern. I think number two is the fact that anytime someone's had elbow surgery and then their shoulder starts bothering them on the same side, you do get a little bit more concerned as well, too. So you're just making sure, was there some elbow soreness maybe that caused him to overuse his shoulder and is it actually an entire arm issue? Or are you worried about the shoulder issue, then starting to call issues down by the elbow? So definitely something a little bit more concerning, particularly at that position. And the fact that he threw today is a very positive sign. So hopefully, as the week goes on, he feels better. And it was just a little bit of irritation and nothing to worry about.
That's interesting to note. I think McCaffrey is someone else we've been talking about. You know, we've been asking, is this who he is? Is this just, you know, you come off Achilles tendonitis? Maybe he's hesitant. Is this something where when somebody has that issue, is it him being hesitant or is it, you know, the result of the injury with that Achilles tendonitis?
I think in general, the fact that they haven't talked about him, you know, having soreness or, you know, you don't, besides maybe not that burst being there, you don't necessarily see him limping or having other compensation. I really think this is just more of a function of he just didn't have a normal period of time to get ready for the season. I'm sure Lowe can talk about this as, you get your reps in training camp, you kind of ease into the season, and then you kind of are ready to go. Here, he didn't have that usual ramp up of time of getting his body ready, and then suddenly you're thrown into an NFL season after resting and you're trying to perform at the same level. So I think it's more a function of this is what happens when you have this much time off and you're trying to go full speed in the middle of the NFL season while everyone else has been practicing, as opposed to this being an issue with this injury. Because with the injury, you'd expect soreness, pain, he's limping. You don't see that. You just don't see his timing and burst there. So I think this is more a reflection of where he's coming in at the season as opposed to there being an issue with him not being the same CMC that we saw in years past.
Doc, Lo Neal here. How would you handle this situation with Brock Purdy? When you know you're the doctor and you understand what this young man is approaching, a new contract, a new deal, extension, all the things that are surrounding, how would you handle this situation if you were in that seat as the team doctor? When you know what's riding on this, and is it worth it? How do you put your hands around this situation, just in general?
Yeah, I think in general, whenever you know he depends on his arm. His arm is what's going to be the thing that gets him to his next contract. So, I would tell him like, look, there's a risk of structural issues with this elbow, with this shoulder. Is it really worth pushing yourself and pushing through pain, and then suddenly going down the route of needing off-season surgery? Because you imagine there aren't many NFL quarterbacks who have gotten elbow surgery and shoulder surgery on their throwing arm. So if he understands those risks and he's willing to say, look, I'm going to push through and try to make it through the season, I understand that. As long as he understands there's that possibility if this is something more major going on and that can impact a contract, then you kind of laid it out for him. If this really is just simply, look, I landed on my shoulder, it's sore, and it's just a pain issue, you let him know that as well, too. But I think with him in particular, you have to really, really be cautious, just given everything that's riding, both in terms of timing and what he's gone through before in that arm.
Doc Pandya, UCSF Health, cleared to play here on Willard and Dibbs, but it's Grandy, Loneal, and Hutch here filling in for Willard and Dibbs. Doc, one of the other Niner stars who did not play yesterday in Green Bay, Nick Bosa, dealing with one hip and one oblique on different sides. I mean, for a guy, an edge rusher who's got to be flexible and he's got to be bendy around tackles and try to get to quarterbacks, those seem like major, major injuries. How concerning is something like that? And the fact that he wasn't able to go in a really all-important game like yesterday, how concerned are you that this might not be something that potentially could lead to off-season surgery for Nick Bosa?
Yeah, no, definitely a high level of concern. I mean, he's just someone who is shown again and again. He'll play through the discomfort. He's always want to be out there on the field. And it's really hard at that position to do what he does with those type of injuries. And I think people remember back when he was in Ohio State, I actually think he had core muscle surgery, which involves a lot of this general area on both sides in the past. So the fact that he's dealt with something like this before, this is clearly important at the position he plays. He puts a tremendous amount of force across his body. And he's, you know, kind of re-injured the same area. I think it's definitely something of concern that may potentially need surgery in the offseason. It's just really hard to play, even if you're having a lot of, you know, kind of pain relief at that position. If those muscles aren't working, he's just not going to be very effective. So something that you do worry about, him needing that surgery in the offseason, or even earlier, if he can't really kind of get through this discomfort that he's dealing with right now.
Doc, tell me something. You look at Greenlaw. Here's a guy that's coming off the Achilles injury. How do you judge a guy? What is that predicated on? What is typically the amount of time? And when can we see this guy at 100%? I know he's been released to practice. How do you gauge something of Achilles magnitude?
Yeah, so it's a great question. I think usually, you know, we know that biologically, right, the kind of the repair usually is healed right around 6 months. But then there's that long period of time you need, you know, that 9, 10, 11 month period after surgery where you get your muscle strength back. So there are things you can do to test muscle strength. You can test flexibility. You can get other, you know, MRIs and ultrasounds to see if things are healed. But at the end of the day, what you're really looking for is that player playing with confidence? Because it doesn't matter how much we as physicians say everything's healed, your strength is back. But if you don't have that confidence in your leg, you're not going with that same burst. You're not making the same cuts. Then that's what's going to draw you out longer than be maybe month 11, month 12. And if you look at most people coming off Achilles injuries, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the NFL, that first season is usually a wash. It's the second season when that statistics come back. Because for a lot of these players, they're playing explosively. Once you tear your Achilles, you remember how that feels. That's something that you really have to come over mentally just to be able to really explode off that calf. So, you know, you base it off what the player's saying, you're seeing how confident they're playing, but you really have to have that expectation that it's next year when you're going to see him back at that top level, not this season, what's remaining left.
Hmm. Interesting. Doc, great stuff as always. We appreciate you taking out the time, and happy early Thanksgiving. We'll catch up with you again next week.
You too. You guys have a great Thanksgiving as well, too.
Yep. All right. Much
thanks, Doc.
Don't eat so much turkey, Doc.
The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health. We appreciate Doc's time as always. I mean, he might be in lockstep with you guys talking about Dre Greenlaw's return. Why rush it? And if you're 5-6, you go into Buffalo, you lose that game, you're 5-7. Maybe you don't play Brock the rest of the year. Maybe you don't play Bosa the rest of the year. Maybe you don't play Trent the rest of the year. And you just say, hey, Dre, you'll be back to 100% September of 2025, and we'll go get it then.
See, I played. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I think it could be a blessing in disguise with all that stuff. This team is so much attrition from going through the playoffs year after year. I'm sure you know what these seasons are an extra game longer now. Some of these guys that are coming back from all that stuff, yeah. if you just say shut it down and actually get them some rest, I'm sure you know how valuable it is.
No question. I think Greenlaw won't play this week. You're playing in Buffalo. It's too cold. You can't risk that. I'm willing to bet that he doesn't play this week. Now, I would play maybe at home. I'd let him get a game or two in because, hey, look, we're going to let you play these two games, maybe the last two games if they're here. But I wouldn't pay him in this type of weather. And with quarterback, I wouldn't either. After listening to the doc and hear him saying that, hey, look, if I was the doctor, I would say, look, you've already had surgery. We don't want to, you have a lot to risk. When you're hearing the doc say things like that, makes you say, okay, what should this guy do? And what I've heard out of that, I don't know if this guy's going to play this week.
Mm, that's your moneymaker. You are Brock Purdy.
Right.
You are a guy who relies on your right arm. you might want to shut it down if you're trying to get paid an exorbitant amount of money this offseason. And with Dre Greenlaw, I think that might be up to him because he's worked so hard to come back. I wonder if he just wants to get back out there so desperately. And if they are theoretically still in it, that juice he can bring would be valuable. But yeah, like we've been talking about it. People have been like, well, when Greenlaw comes back, you're not the same after an Achilles injury, let alone in that first season. So whatever it is, I'm sure it's still probably better than what you've got from Devondre Campbell for the most part. But is it worth it to put him out there? I don't know.
I also think maybe when we were talking towards the beginning of the season about when Greenlaw would potentially return, you were thinking maybe it's for an 8-4 team and not like a 5-7 team, and that makes a giant difference, right? If you're fighting for the division, you're atop the division, you're fighting for potentially the one seed, the two seed, whatever the case may be, you might be willing to take a little bit more of a risk. Not that you want to ever risk a player's health, but you might be more willing to roll the dice a little bit.
Right.
As opposed to having to do it for a team that might be 5-7 when Greenlaw's finally ready to go. There's a major difference in what you are even playing for at that point.
No question. I absolutely agree with you. And that's why I just don't think he plays this game. I think that Greenlaw will touch the field this year. I really believe he'll play, you know, two or three games at the end of the year. But you don't play this guy this week in a cold. You don't know what the temperature is. Buffalo, it's freezing. Your Achilles is already tight. You have to loosen it up. It's like a rubber band, and now you have to go out there and play in this type of weather. It's no way the organization is going to risk Greenlaw. Even if he looks good, you don't play him this week. Not this week.
I'm with you. I think they might take the full 21 days on the ramp up and just see where he's at, just to get him back in practice.
Right.
At the very least, even if it's just out of deference to him and his desire to come back and play. But at this point, it's no matter who comes back, I'm not sure it's going to really matter. It's just, does he want to get back out there? He's a guy that, you know, he's going to have to get a new contract. Mm-hmm. So does he want a little bit of reps and think he can show something? I'm not sure, but yeah, I think with Greenlaw, you don't risk it this week at all. Maybe the Rams game in 3 weeks from now, but this thing might be wrapped up.
That Rams game is the Thursday night game, by the way, so that would be you have to get him ready a couple of days earlier than otherwise if that was a Sunday game. 21 days from now would be what, the 16th of December, which would be 6 days before week 16 in Miami. Maybe that's the day we see Greenlaw debut, but as you guys are talking about, maybe by that point you've been eliminated from the playoffs if things continue to not go well. So we'll see how it all plays out. Shanahan speaking earlier today, they have opened the practice window on Dre Greenlaw. Brock Purdy did some light throwing. He said the pain did not return. Seems like slight good news there, but we'll see how it goes the rest of the week. Okay, time for a break on Willard and Dibs. No Willard and Dibs this week for Thanksgiving. It's Mark, Randy, Lo Neal, and Jake Hutchinson. And safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Expert technicians check fluids, tire pressure, wipers, lights, batteries, and more. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. That's BayAreaOilChange.com. More Willard and Dibs with Grandy, Lo, and Hutch next on 95.7 The Game.